Chazar is echt nishu b'chach chesushang b'vam yehudim sechad sukkah daf mem gimel. Fact number one, why is it also to handle the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos? At most, it's mukta, which is only also derabbanon, which is not even a gzeir, which prevents possible iser Torah. Ay bazoi, and there's a mitzvah there, right, to take the lulav on Shabbos, so why is it not doicha? Rabbi explained there's a gzeir that one may carry the lulav to an expert who can show him how to shake it or make a bracha, and thereby carry it for amos and yushas harabim. This is the same reason why we don't blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, same reason we don't read Megillah on Purim that falls on Shabbos. Fact number, if so why do we shake the lulav on Shabbos when it's the first day of Sukkot? Everything while the Rabbanan instituted that when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, the people should take their lulav in their own houses because of the dangers of, like we described in the Mishnah. Therefore, it would not lead to carrying on Shus HaRabim. In fact, tomorrow, why did they allow the lulav to be taken on Shabbos before the Rabbanan instituted that it be taken at home? Tomorrow said, with regard to the first day of Sukkot, where there's a mitzvah that writes to take the lulav everywhere, even when you're not by the base of Mikdash, the Rabbanan were not going to stop the taking of the lulav. With regard to the rest of the days of Sukkot, when the mitzvah of lulav only applies at the Mikdash, the Rabbanan were going to on Shabbos, that the lulav should not be taken. Fact, Mar, so even today after the Churban, the Rabbanan should not be goyis, and a lulav should be taken on Shabbos when it's the first day. The Mar says, in Bava, we're not sure when the first day of Yom Tov is, which is why we have the Shnei Yom Tovim of Golias. And therefore, we can't override Shabbos since the day that we think is Yom Tov may actually not be Yom Tov. Fact, Mar, believes in Eretz Yisrael, that taking the lulav on the first day should override Shabbos. Mar said, actually, that's correct. Even after the Churban, the people of Eretz Yisrael take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos. Fact, Mar, how do we know that the Deraisa, that the rice that are taking the lulav must be done everywhere, even not in the Mikdash? Mar says, the rice says, the word says, ulakachtem. That teaches every person has a chiyuv to take the lulav. Lochem teaches that it can't be borrowed or stolen. Bayoyim teaches that it must be done even on Shabbos. Rishon teaches that it must be done everywhere, even not by the Mikdash. Harishon teaches that it overrides Shabbos only on the first day of Sukkot. Jack Mar, the only iser associated with taking lulav on Shabbos is muktzah, so we need a pasuk to allow muktzah, which is only the Rabbanan. Rava said, the pasuk is necessary according to Eliezer and Abraisa, who says that even the preparatory acts for the lulav, which are an iser deraisa to do on Shabbos, like cutting the lulav from the tree, tying the minim together, they also override Shabbos based on the pasuk of Bayoyim. Mar says, the Rabbanan who argue on Eliezer and say that such preparatory acts on Shabbos would be aser, they say that Bayoyim teaches that the mitzvah of lulav may only be performed by day, not by night. Eliezer learns this restriction from the pasuk that says Shivas Yomim. The Rabbanan say this pasuk can't teach that because we would learn Yomim Yomim from Sukkah, just as Sukkah is done at night also, so we would think that Abra Minik would be done at night also. Mar says, this halacha of Sukkah is learned out via Gzeir Shav on the word Teshu from the days of the Miluim. Just as there it was day and night, so too by Sukkah it was day and night as well. Mishnah said, Arova Shiva Ketzat. Fact, the Gemara, why does the Arova process of bringing them and having the Kohanim circle Mizbech, why does that override Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan said, we allowed us to publicize that this process is a mitzvah d'araisa. It's not written in the Torah, but it's taught to us via Halacha L'moshe Mitzinai. Fact, the Gemara, lulav should override Shabbos for this reason as well, for it too is also not fully described in the Torah. Gemara says, lulav does not override Shabbos because of the Gzeir of a Rabba, that you may come to carry into a Rabba. Fact, the Gemara, why don't we have the same Gzeir for the Arova process? The Gemara says, the Arovas are brought by the messengers of Bezin, and the process is only done by the Kohanim. So, and we're not, but neither group are we afraid that we have the concern that they're going to go take it to an expert to learn. Lulav, on the other hand, is a mitzvah performed by the masses, and therefore we have to be afraid of that. In fact, if so, why is the Arova process override Shabbos only on the last day of Sukkot? Well, I said, if it overrides Shabbos on every day of Sukkot, people would consider this more important than the mitzvah of Lulav, and therefore we didn't want to do that. In fact, why didn't they say that it overrides Shabbos only on the first day of Sukkot like Lulav? Well, I said, people would think that it's Lulav that's overriding Shabbos, and Arova is just an accompanying process to the Lulav, and that's why it overrides Shabbos. They wouldn't realize that it's a mitzvah on its own. Why is it that it's the seventh day that we choose to allow Shabbos to be overridden when it falls on that day? Mar said, the Rabbanan chose the most noticeable, wanted to choose the most noticeable day. That's either the first or the last. Since, as we just explained, it can't be the first day because of Lulav, so therefore they instituted that it be the last day. For the same reason, we should allow this to be done on Shabbos after the Churban as well. The Mar says, and Bava, we're not sure of the dates, and therefore we can't override Shabbos since we would think that it's the seventh day, not be the seventh day. For the acting morning Eretz Yisrael, the taking the Arovas on the seventh day should override Shabbos. So Behedya said the seventh day of Sukkot can never fall out on Shabbos. That's why it never comes even into play. Rava said it can fall on Shabbos, but the Arova process would not override Shabbos after the Churban. Why doesn't it override Shabbos? Rabbi Yosef said the mitzvah of the Arova process is not simply taking an Arova, it's standing it up the Arovas around the Mizbech, which obviously can't be done after a Churban. Abaye asked, our Mishnah groups lulav with Arova, presumably teaching that just as the lulav is just the taking the lulav is a mitzvah, so too the taking of the Arova is a mitzvah by itself as well. Rav Yosef said, make no such presumption. It may be that the mitzvah of the lulav is accomplished by a taking, but the mitzvah of the Arova is only done by standing around the Mizbeach. Abaye asked, the Mishnah says that every day of Sukkot the Kohanim circled the Mizbeach one time, and on the seventh day they circled it seven times. Presumably the Mishnah is referring to the circling of the Mizbeach with the Arovas. We see that the Arovas were held in the hand when they walked around the Mizbeach. Rav Yosef answered, the Mishnah Rishon is referring to walking around with their lulav, not with the aravos. Abaye asked Rav Nachman, "Name Rabbi Ravua said they circle the mizbeach with the aravos." Rav Yisrael responded, "Rav Nachman said that, but I disagree. We find that Rabbi Loza said they circled with their lulav, and Rav Shmuel bar Nosson, name Rav Chanina, and Rav Nachman, name Rabbi Ravua said they circle the mizbeach with the aravos." Abaye asked, "The Rai says that once when the seventh day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, the Bais Susan took the aravos on Friday and placed them under the rocks to try to prevent the Kahanim from waving them the next day." From this braisa, we see that the aravos were not just stood up; rather, they were waved. Based on this, the people of Eretz Yisrael should be allowed to override Shabbos even after the Churban with the taking of the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. Mar says, the Rabbanan wanted all of Klal Yisrael to follow one set of halachas. Since the people outside Eretz Yisrael can't override Shabbos because they don't know for sure what date it is, the people of Eretz Yisrael also can't override Shabbos in the Arava process. Rekhmar, the people of Eretz Yisrael override Shabbos in Mitzvah Lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos, and yet the people above all don't. Mar says, even the people of Eretz Yisrael don't override Shabbos for Lulav either. And different than what we said before. Mari is one mission that says that when the people, first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, the people would bring their love into Beis HaMikdash on Friday. Another mission says they would bring it to Shul. Presumably, the difference between Mishnah is that the second mission refers to after the Churban. And we see that still overrode Shabbos, even after the Churban, Mitzvah Lulav overrode Shabbos. Mari says both missions are discussing when the Beis HaMikdash stood. The second mission is discussing the people who live far from the higher Bais and cannot go there on Shabbos. They would bring their love into Shul.